Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I have missed you guys. Oh my gosh. Like, I was like, I could release another guest episode, but I just feel like I need to get on here and jam with you, give you a little life update. As you know, my family, Jethro, Kyle, and I went to Italy. We had the most incredible time. Like, I can't even explain it to you. People are like, oh, your pictures look so nice. I'm like, they literally don't do it justice. And not even because obviously it was beautiful, but like, they don't even do it justice for like how healing and expansive the trip was. Just healing in the sense of like, I feel so good and so at peace with where I'm at in my life right now. And also just expansive because the places we went, I mean, we went full out. Your girl had private drivers everywhere. We had private boat tours 3 days of the seven that we were there. We, of course, stayed in five-star resorts. And it just really was like a bucket list trip and also the easiest trip. And so the reason I did that is because last year when we went to Spain, my husband was grumpy because he had to drive us, and which I totally understand. I wasn't even thinking about it. And it's just a pain in the ass to have to rent a car. You're driving in a place you don't feel comfortable. You really don't know where you're going. The roads are different shapes. And in Spain, the roads were so tiny. Like, we almost got stuck on the roads because the walls were like caving in on us. And so I didn't want to do that to him in Italy. I had no idea what we were getting into. And I just knew he would be in a better mood. And I'm all about making my snack daddy happy. And so I was like, all right, we'll have private transfers from like the airport to the hotels, to the excursions from Milan over to Rapallo where we went. And it made it so much easier. And I just don't think I can ever go back to not having private drivers when I'm in another country, because it just honestly like just makes the trip more enjoyable. And so it was so peaceful. Nothing felt stressful. The boys were super jet lagged. I felt pretty good. I honestly have even been good since we've been back in Jersey, which is crazy. I think I'm just used to getting less sleep during certain seasons of my life. But like, you can hear it a little bit in my voice. I'm tired. I've been staying up a little bit later because of the time change. And then Jet's, of course, been waking up so early, like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. And so I'm just not getting more than like 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night. And then I got back this week. We landed on Sunday. Callan arrived like 3 hours after we landed, which is always fine. She's going to be here for a week. It's always fine though, because she like is very self-sufficient. She cooks for us. She does everything. We do our CEO walks. We talk business. It's honestly a dream to have her here. And then some more of our friends showed up on Tuesday. When I'm recording this for you to release next week, it's Wednesday after Italy, with a house full of girls in my house. And I was like, I have to sneak up to my office before any of them wake up and record this podcast, because I just feel so called to share, you know, what's going on. Your girl had a little bit of a minty bee on Monday. I had a little bit of a brown because I am very understaffed inside of the Wealthy Practitioner. And we've had just a lot of team transitions. Like, you know, we have Kate, she's moved into a different role. Nikki's moved into a different role. I brought on a new guy, Kieran, who you guys haven't heard a ton about, but he is based in Scotland and he's just helping us with some online business operations. We have Brandy out still on maternity week. This is week 5, not that I'm counting. And it's just been a lot. And honestly, Brandy is just such a huge asset to my team. And so is everybody on my team. But Brandy's the kind of person that just does shit and you don't even know what she's doing. And you're like, oh, my life is easy because she's taking care of so much stuff. And I just have felt the constraints of that. And I know that it's expanding all of us as a team. Truthfully, the whole entire team has stepped up so much with Brandy being out. Everybody's willing to go above and beyond. We're completely like reorganizing our circle so that the playbooks are so simple, so that you can come in and be like, oh, I want to raise prices. I need to do 1 through 10 steps. Here's a guide on how to do it. Here's the communication with patients. Oh, I need to do a vendor event like in marketing in my community. Here's all the things I need to consider. Here's the promotional items I need. Here's the offer, the call to action that I need. Like, we are getting so dialed in because we don't want there to be any stone unturned. We don't want there to be any questions asked. So Gabrielle and Nikki honestly spent like 5 hours on a call last week while I was in Italy, reorganizing playbooks and creating like 30 wealthy practitioner branded guides. If you don't know, because you're not in the inside and part of TWP, like our guides are next level. They just are very thorough. So we're completely reorganizing that. That's been a huge undertaking. And of course, I'm not doing it. So I don't know how big of an undertaking it is. So my team's capacity is just being stretched in all the ways, all the ways. Plus, you know, Gabrielle and Nikki have their own businesses. My team, Kieran, is on a different time change. Kate's trying to pick up all the slack with Brandy out. And it just has been a lot. But it's also such a beautiful thing because I've got to see all of them step up in new ways. And here's the thing. If you have a small and mighty team, when you're being expanded, when you're hitting growth, but maybe still understaffed, you get to see what your team is made of. And I've got to see that they are made of amazing humans that are willing to go above and beyond. And so that has been super refreshing. And I think for me, it's also just, I'm being so expanded in this season as a leader. Like, I would not get on here and lie to you and tell you that I am the best communicator in the world. Like, I think people just live in my brain. That's not always the case. And I just am a visionary. I can get shit done. Like, I can get a lot of shit done. But I'm also a visionary to where I'm like, okay, we're going to do this thing. Go execute. Bye. You know, I'm not like, my brain doesn't work in steps. It really doesn't work in systems and processes, which is why I've had to bring on people that are really good at that, because I need to be able to stay in my zone of genius and they need to be in their zone of genius and everything just works better. But truthfully, I had told you guys we had hired that marketing agency and it's just been a huge undertaking with that as well. Like, your girl likes results quick. Your girl likes people to get things back to me within 24 hours, especially when I'm paying, you know, $14,000 a month for it or whatever it is, $13,000, I don't know. And I have high expectations for that and they're not necessarily being met right now. So I've had to learn how can I communicate what my needs are with an agency that should be showing up, or I feel should be showing up differently. And also, like, where are we dropping the ball? Also with my team, where am I dropping the ball in communication? It's just been a great opportunity for us to really get gritty together and be like, okay, how can we improve communication? How can we improve execution? We started adding more team meetings because that's just helpful. I think anytime things are getting dropped, adding more team meetings is just always going to be a good thing for you guys to get on the same page. I wanted to kind of come on here and share that with you. Like, I'm also going through that. And then I shared with my clients and my crew that I'm being so expanded because I have a lot of opportunities falling in my lap, which is amazing. And I feel super, super grateful to God, the universe, source, everybody that I'm in this season of life. But there's so much duality to it, managing everything that Kyle and I are. We are focused on growing our family again. So we really, you know, took a break from obsessing over it. I was kind of gung-ho in January. April rolled around. I was like, I'm already over this. So goodbye. We're not doing this right now. So we took a break. And then now I'm just feeling called. Like, August feels really good. I'm feeling healthier, losing weight. And I just feel like now's the perfect time. And even though we know perfect time doesn't exist and it's truly not up to us and we have no control, but still, I feel like it's the perfect time. So we are diving back into that and so many beautiful things happening, but so many things that are also expanding me. In the same week that I was asked to speak on a stage in front of 1,000 women entrepreneurs, I found out, like, literally 24 hours later that my cousin Jamie's husband was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and it's really, really serious. And they essentially are giving him like 6 to 18 months to live. And he's not even 50 yet. This guy runs marathons. Just really not anybody you would expect it from. So Jamie's like an older sister to me. And so I've really just been trying to support her, but also giving her space, but like letting her know that I'm there. And it's just a reminder that these beautiful things happen. Also, life is really, really, really freaking short. I feel like I've been experiencing so many highs and so many lows within the same 24 hours. So that's also energetically draining a little bit. And I just am also being reminded, like, the projector in me needs to go chill. Mama needs some time away, probably 24 hours where nobody can contact her. I'm not going to get that anytime soon because the girls leave on Monday. We're heading to Kansas City on Wednesday for our pop-up in Kansas City, which has been sold out literally since I released it, which was 6 months ago. So we have that. Then after that, I come back. I think I'm in Jersey for a week. Then I head to Denver to speak on stage in front of 1,000 people. Then I come back. 3 days later, I go to London because there is a mastermind there that I really wanted to get me and Nikki and Kieran, my dude that's in Scotland too, because I really want to start releasing more front-end products. I want to start releasing lower ticket things because in order to work with me behind the scenes, most of it is, it's just not cheap because I absolutely transform your life and your business. I activate you to the highest potential. So the amount of money I've invested in myself and the way that I lead my life, it's actually like the biggest steal of your life to get access to me. And I can say that confidently. That's not ego. It's truth. But I still understand that's not reasonable for everybody, especially people like just starting their business, people who are going through hard times. So I want to have some more products out there that are like, you know, $50, $200, $1,000 that make it easier for people to get into our ecosystem and get a taste. However, I haven't had a lot of capacity or a lot of space to do that. So I know if it's on my calendar, I will make time for it. And that's why we're going to London. Again, I'm going to be there like 48 hours, going to be intense travel. And hopefully Wi-Fi will work. When we came back from Italy on Sunday, Wi-Fi was out for 9 hours. But luckily, they had sent us a text like, hey, we're having some issues. Wi-Fi might not be available. So I got on and I downloaded like some of my coaching calls that I wanted to watch for my coaches and save them so I could watch them and at least take notes. I kind of pulled some stuff from chat really quick, threw it in my notes app that I knew that I wanted to work on. So that was helpful. But again, I had a three-year-old right next to me. So I was a little snack bitch, screen bitch, anything else you could be on that long of a flight. But he is such an angel to travel with. He really is. If you're a mom and you're not traveling with your children yet, but it's a desire, I cannot stress enough that the sooner the better. Homeboy was on his first flight at 5 weeks old, and he can do a European round trip like a boss, better than most adults. And it makes it really, really easy. And what else do I want to share with you? So yeah, that's it. Like, life is really busy. It's a busy season. And in that busyness, I'm feeling called to absolutely prioritize spaciousness. And so I know the next 6 weeks are going to be a bit of a grind. I shared on Instagram, it didn't make sense for us to go to Italy when we did, but it was absolutely the best thing I could have done. And I just need to make it through the next 6 weeks, and then I'll have a lot more spaciousness after that to kind of decompress and that sort of thing, because we're gearing up for full send season, baby. We are going next freaking level this year. It's going to be a 30-day experience, and I can't wait to share more with you, but I'm not ready to yet. Just know we're going to take it up 1,200 notches, and it's going to be next level, and I can't wait. But I want to make sure I have space before that, because I want to bring you everything I got. But this is your reminder. If you're new here, I love you. Thank you for listening. If you're old here, I love you even just a little bit more because you've been riding with me for a while. And I just forgot how therapeutic it was to come on here and share like my heart with you guys. I missed it. Like, I felt like, okay, I need to go chat with my besties. Like, we need a coffee chat. Okay. So I wanted to make sure I got in here and recorded this. And if you're not working with us in any capacity at The Wealthy Practitioner, at this point, I really don't have advice for you, because you're delaying your success. You're delaying the inevitable. It's time you stop making excuses and start betting on yourself. It's time that you rise to the standards that you actually want for your life and not the ones that you're settling for. And there's going to come a point in the future that you ain't going to be able to get in. Expanders is already capped. I'm not allowing any new people into expanders in this current season. I have so many people that are in like our mastermind that want to upgrade, and I'd rather prioritize existing clients. And the mastermind is growing at a rapid rate, and it will cap eventually too. And so if you're like, I'm waiting for the perfect time, let this be a reminder. That's bullshit. And the perfect time is now. So I'm going to drop our mentorship app in the show notes. And if this is the little sign you've been waiting for, this is it. Stop playing small. I'll start playing big and build the life that you desire. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Hey there. Do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.